Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so I guess apparently Lovie Smith did make a free throw on the Pat McAfee show.
Okay.
Yeah, and I got video to prove it.
Oh, okay.
Lovie knocked down the free throw. Lovie's an athlete.
He's getting older.
But D'Amico was perfect. His form was perfect. Holy crap. Holy crap, was he good. But your man crush on D'Amico is...
I just feel like we got somebody who's a dude.
Yeah.
It's confirmed. They're going 13-4 this year. He had no pressure on him. Like, that's in front of a bunch of people. He should be nervous.
That's even of course, a little, Eric, that's Eric Layden even made a little one. Much for me.
Eric Layden made one.
Too. Eric Wayne made a free throw?
He made his free throw at the Rocket game. No, on the Rocket game.
Oh, at the Rocket game.
He did an opening free throw. Yeah.
He did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We've been here doing radio for 25 years.
Do you think we get it?
No. No free throws. Eric Layden is a Lakers fan.
And he got to do a free throw.
He gets to do a free throw.
Speaking of Lakers, they beat the Rockets.
Handily.
In a submission yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is good. We needed that.
At this point, I don't care. Lose them all. You're past my number, so I don't care.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. And here's the deal.
No, you're locking in. You're in.
Yeah.
You got your 14%.
Well, but it would be nice because you can drop 4 spots in the draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be nice if the worst pick you could get is 5th. But it looks like the worst pick, they'll finish 2nd worst record. So the worst pick that they can get is 6th. Anything after 3, though, is really unfortunate for you in this draft. Anything after 3.
The Rockets, I mean, for me, it's anything after 2. You know, I had a conversation with somebody in basketball.
I think Brandon Miller is going to be a pretty good player.
I had a conversation with somebody in basketball this weekend. It was pretty interesting. He said, this guy works for a team, and he knows Victor Wembanyama. And he said, Wemby is going to take more time than people think. He said, Victor Wembanyama is going to take at least a couple years. Scoot Henderson will be a bigger factor earlier on. He said, Victor Wembanyama's game, when you study it, he's going to have a hard time against NBA players that are playing him because they're going to be more fit. They're going to use like smaller players, like small forwards, but they're going to be physical on him. And he said he is really not like strong at all.
No.
This guy said he is really weak and he's going to have some issues. He wasn't even talking about physically holding up. He just said he thinks for his acclimation to the NBA game is going to take longer than people realize.
Well, I was
Scoot,
talking
to, he said, will acclimate very, very quickly.
I was talking to somebody in the NBA, and I was asking about that, his skinny ankles, his feet, his arms, you know, the resemblance to Chet Holmgren and a Kevin Durant who came out. And the arm size and everything else, and you know, and the ability, he wasn't that worried about it. I don't know that you can come in and be in play inside. Although Wembanyama can play,
he's not an inside
he can
player.
Play outside. Yeah,
he's tall enough to just.
But he's going to be driving to the basket as well.
Yeah,
and it's going to get physical on him.
Yeah.
It's going to get physical.
Is it because it's like 142 to 136 now? So. No one's really challenging anything at the rim.
Well, that's
anymore.
Not how if he's a Rocket, that's not how they want to play though. That's not how they want to play.
I don't think he'll be challenged as much physically as
I think
as in
the next
past.
Coach that comes in here.
No, I'm talking about the opposing teams. Nobody's really defending.
Yeah.
So you get pretty easy looks nowadays.
Yeah, that is true.
But Wembanyama can get inside. Even if he's getting pushed around, he's still got bigger, longer.
Well, there's still a lot of rebounding to be done. He's going to have to mix it up.
He'll be able to, but that's also what Şengün is for. But it will be interesting if the Rockets get Wembanyama, somebody's getting dealt. I don't know if it's Jalen or Şengün or Tari Eason, Jabari Smith. Somebody's going to get dealt. And if Jaylen Brown is going to be a Rocket, somebody's getting dealt.
Yeah. Well, they're going to make listen, somebody put on Instagram what I said and that the Rockets are going to make a bit. They're going to try. I mean, that doesn't mean that Jaylen Brown is coming here. You know what I'm saying? Jaylen Brown's got to go, yeah, I'd like to go to the, I mean, that'll be interesting. Now, if they get a Wembanyama, this is a lot more attractive. This place is a lot more attractive.
But you said on Friday, though, that Jaylen Brown is the guy to keep an eye on.
Yeah. For them to go for. Absolutely. Yeah.
Should be.
He should be
the perfect fit.
Oh, are you kidding me? If you don't, you're idiots. If you don't try to get bring a Jaylen Brown in here.
Jaylen and Udoka?
But that Jaylen Brown is coming. That Jaylen Brown is coming here now, and I'm getting Boston fans and all kinds of stuff. I mean, honestly, that the Rockets going for Jaylen Brown is a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer
you and Clowney to the Dolphins all over again, where now they're going to say, where's your blue check mark? But if you kick in a little something, you can get a blue check mark and have more people can believe you now.
I don't care about that. I
want them to come take my blue check mark.
Apparently there's some controversy about LeBron won't even pay for his blue check mark something.
I'm not paying for a blue check mark. You can have mine. I don't care. The blue checkmark people are the most sanctimonious people on Twitter.
Well, and now you can get one as long as you got $9.
Yeah, or whatever. The only thing, now, what it is valuable for me, if I wanted to pay for it, it's really valuable for this. I mistype so many because I do voice to text a lot of times. Yeah. I have tweets that are probably 80% of the ones I send out that are longer than just a couple words have mistakes. So the ability to go in and edit your tweets, that almost is worth me paying for.
Really?
Because I have so many screwed up tweets.
How about you
read
it before you send it?
That takes too long.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just send.
But editing it doesn't. Too long, didn't read. But editing it, going back and editing it doesn't.
I mean, in your opinion.
Okay. Okay. How about you read it before you send it?
Well, now that I have eyesight, I have had surgery on both eyes to where I've got lens replacements in my eyes. So now that I don't have to have... Because before, if I didn't have my glasses, I might, not. But now I'm like, now I won't make mistakes anymore.
Right.
I'm not going to make mistakes.
713-780-3776. If you had any thoughts on anything that happened this weekend, you are more than welcome to get in here with us. Gilbert is going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So this is something you just can't miss. Gilbert Radio is can't-miss radio. Right now, though, that's no jab at everybody else. But
Lovey had a good jumper, too.
I know he does.
I mean, he's got good form.
Yeah.
I don't think Cully would have made it.
I don't know what Cully would have done.
I don't know what he would have done either.
I don't care what Cully would have done, if you want to know the truth. So we should have kept Cully if he's got a good jumper? Is that what you're saying? If he's got a good jumper, we got to keep this coach.
If that were the case, Lovie Smith would have been here for year two.
He doesn't know when you should let the other team score. We got to keep that guy.
Remember everyone who was mad that Lovie got fired? Are they still mad with you now that you have D'Amico?
D'Amico hasn't won a game yet, so we'll see.
What if D'Amico gets fired after a year?
What? Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
D'Amico hasn't won a game yet, so we'll see.
D'Amico's winning at least 11 this year.
Listen, stop throwing jabs.
All right, sitejab.com. SITEjab.com. That's the website for the website designer. See what I did there? I just incepted you. Go to sitejab.com. That's sitejab.com. What they have on the website is all the services they offer, marketing, web design. So for marketing, for example, they have video production. They have business consulting, lead generation, branding and identity, social media management. On web design, they do custom websites, obviously, but they also can add e-commerce to your site, which is obviously a big deal. They are building websites and creating leads for you today. They're local web and marketing professionals that have been doing this since 1998. Man, 24 years, 20 going on 25 years in the game. And they have grown with the company, with web design and how people design the websites, they have grown with it from the very beginning, and they are at the forefront. Check out their own site and see what they can do for you. SITEJAB.com. That's SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5. Put on the gas. I'm just trying to pass all the red lights and the stop signs. I'm ready to go. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Gilbert is here. Let's get him in here and see what's going on with Gilbert. What happened this weekend? What'd you do this weekend, Gilbert?
Just relax anyway, watching some basketball.
You watch some basketball? How would you think of it?
Yeah.
Man, you're Miami Hurricane.
Yeah, I didn't predict what I go. Well, I wanted to hook for anyway, you know.
Yeah, your Miami Hurricanes took a tumble.
Yeah, they stumbled anyway, you know.
Yep, that's true.
I've been sick the last couple of days.
What happened? What are you sick? What, you sick because the Miami lost?
No, sick of the cheeseburgers anyway. I hate cheeseburgers.
You hate cheeseburgers?
Nobody hates cheeseburgers, Gilbert.
Yeah, I hate cheeseburgers. It made me feel good anyway, you know.
You think it's the meat or the cheese? Are you lactose intolerant? Do you have an issue with cheese?
What?
Do you get sick with cheese? Does cheese make you sick?
What?
Yeah, cheese made me sick anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So then ice cream makes you sick.
You don't like ice cream?
No.
Yeah, you're lactose intolerant.
I got a question to ask you. Yeah, what about the Astros anyway? They can win.
No, they can't.
But they're winning tonight anyway, though.
Oh, you think they're going to win? What about yesterday? You didn't like them yesterday. You didn't like them?
No, they keep on losing anyway, you know.
Well, you know, Detroit is here now, Gilbert, and you got them to win the World Series. So, are you sure you want the Astros to win?
Why? Detroit's not a good team, you know.
Well, you said you had them winning the World Series. You said they were going to win the World Series.
I didn't pick Detroit.
Yes.
Yeah.
You had Detroit.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I didn't know that.
Yes. You did last week. You went on a slew of predictions. We didn't even ask you to. You just said Detroit's going to win the World Series, and you had who do you have in football? I can't remember. Maybe he didn't do NFL. He did Miami in basketball, Detroit in baseball, Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. That's right. You said Cleveland Browns.
Well, I was stupid probably, you know.
Well, I don't know. You've had a good success so far. You're picking them pretty well so far.
So if not really, because Miami didn't win and now Detroit's not going to win. So if you could do it over again, who's going to win the World Series?
Probably Dodgers.
Dodgers? Okay. That's a little bit more realistic than Detroit. Now, what do I do with my I bet them because you said Detroit was going to win. What do I do with that ticket now?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Got to hang on to it.
I don't know. Tear it up anyway.
Don't tear it up after four games. He's right. Don't tear it up after four games.
I think Gilbert's right about this one. Tear it up. Tear that thing up. So, yeah, your boy A.J. Hinch is here with Detroit. Starting tonight, a three-game series. So here we go, Gilbert. Your peeps are in town. And nothing else happening? That's it? Yeah, are you getting along with Alexis?
Yeah, I get along with Alexis, you know.
Yeah?
Have you figured out how to use it a little bit better? Are you getting the songs you like out of it?
Yeah, it's better now anyway.
It's better?
All right. All you got to do is ask her and she'll...
Yeah.
Do you like her to play Carpenters?
Yeah, I asked her to play Carpenters sometime.
I knew it. Yep. I bet you asked her to play. Did you ask her to play? See, I get the feeling you'll like a lot
of
songs.
What about KC and the Sunshine Band?
Oh, yeah.
No, I like KC and the Sunshine Band.
You don't?
What about Ambrosia? Say, hey, Alexis.
What?
Say, hey, Alexis, play Ambrosia.
No.
Who's Ambrosia?
Just say it, and you'll hear the song, and you'll like it.
He ain't about that life.
Yes, he is. I guarantee you he'll like it.
Hey, Alexa.
I don't know what the song is anyway.
You don't have to say the song. You can just say the artist. You can say, hey, Alexa, or Alexis, play Ambrosia. And then one of the songs will come on, and I bet you'll like it. I guarantee it's one of the songs. You hear this, Gilbert? Hey, RJ, play Ambrosia. Okay, I just did it. You hear this, Gilbert? You hear that bass line right there?
Yeah, you know this song. Turn it up. Turn it up, RJ.
It's Mellow Gold. I know you love it,
listen
RJ.
To it, Gilbert.
I mean, I know you love it, Gilbert.
There's a new sun rising. I can see it in your eyes.
What'd you say?
Never heard of it.
Never heard
you
of it.
Know, you Gilbert, heard you that grew, song.
What are you talking about?
You heard that song, Gilbert.
You heard of Ambrosia?
No.
Did you know Bobby Caldwell died?
No, not really.
No, he didn't know that. Not really. What about? I bet you asked Alexis to play Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Blue Bayou, anyway. With Linda Ronstadt. Blue Bayou.
What about?
Wait. Ambrosia's males.
Oh, it's all, yeah.
He only plays.
What about Carole King?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, It's Too Late by Carole King.
Yeah, it's too late.
He knows. Okay. What about Bobby Caldwell? What You Won't Do for Love?
No, I never heard of that.
Who?
He's never heard of any songs of males. Gilbert. Hold on. Don't say anything, guys. Hold on. Gilbert, I want you to listen to the song. We're going to do the game with Gilbert. Listen to this song right here.
I guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find a love.
What name is the song?
Hold on. Listen to this part right here, Gilbert.
I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you. And I can't let go.
Okay. Gilbert, what do you think that guy looks like? His name's Bobby Caldwell. What do you think he looks like?
I don't know. I've never seen him before.
Gilbert keeps it real.
Yeah,
his answers are just straight factual.
Is he a white guy or a black guy?
White guy.
White guy.
Bing. Nailed it.
He did.
Okay, who do you like again? Tigers? All right, I'm taking the Tigers.
Tigers. No, yeah, Gilbert loves
taking
the Tigers.
Detroit Tigers. You're right. It is a white guy. He's also passed.
Do you ever ask Alexa to play Mama Cass Elliott?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. No, anyway, yeah. Yeah.
I know you've asked her to play Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
100%. Yeah, yeah. What other girls do you like to Alexa to play?
Have you had Alexa play the Eagles?
Yeah.
You have?
What song?
Hotel California.
Oh, okay.
Hotel California.
Okay, he did.
Gilbert's like, Gilbert's sitting back, letting Alexa do all the work. I like it.
That's how you should.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. While he's relaxing.
Have you ever had Alexa?
And convalescing from cheeseburgers.
No. First, it was egg rolls that made him sick.
Right.
Or whatever it was.
Yeah, Gilbert, you got sick from egg rolls. Now you get sick from cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
I don't think you like greasy food.
Have you ever tried a plant-based? Have you ever tried a plant-based diet? There's a great.
I don't know what that is anyway.
There's a vegan. If there's a place called Heartbeat with a beet poke bowl. You need to go have that, Gilbert.
What's a poke bowl, Gilbert?
It's got beet. It's got cucumbers. It's got pickled carrots. It's got falafel, Gilbert. It's got Brussels sprouts. It's really good.
Okay. Actually. A new study says sticking to a plant-based diet can keep you alive longer. Eating plenty of fruit, vegetables, and whole grains.
Oh, who knew that?
Slashes the risk of premature death. Gilbert, are you eating that stuff? Gilbert, you need to eat vegetables, fruit, and whole grains, okay?
Okay.
All right,
talk to you later then.
Goodbye. Okay, goodbye.
We'll see you. Bye.
Goodbye. When he's
he goes,
gone.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think it landed.
That didn't sound very
He didn't sound convincing. Like he was convinced.
No, he doesn't know. He wasn't. He's like, okay.
You're not going to change your diet.
Well, she should have said, whatever.
I'd have more respect for her. I said that? I did say that.
I said
what about when he said that? I said that? Yeah, you actually did.
713-780-3776 is the number for you to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Astros split. Listen, the Astros always start slow. They always do. The first week of the season is just a throwaway. They actually won two of those games.
What's one takeaway? And it's early, so it's not. You don't have to be definitive. But what's one takeaway from the weekend that you got? Like, what's one thing that kind of sticks in your mind?
Well, again, I didn't think the pitching was all that great, and the hitting's not all that great. Otherwise,
my takeaway was Yordan is going to be that guy this year again. His clutch.
Now Yordan goes into slumps.
Well, he has. Yeah. Well, we saw it in 19. Yeah, I mean. So he didn't play in 21, or no, was it 20? Yordan didn't play?
I forget what you.
No, he played 21 because we went to a World Series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was it was 20 yeah, when he was hurt.
He really fell apart in that Braves series. Remember?
He did, yeah. And in 21 he did for a while until he's human. He got out of it.
Maybe he's done with that.
I want to see his humanity. Yeah. I don't want to see him be human anymore. I want to see him go straight robot.
Listen, he and Tucker. If you want to know the truth, best two players on this team are Tucker and Alvarez. Best two players on this team.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And Yordan has been locked up for years to come, while Kyle Tucker hasn't. But Kyle Tucker ain't doing no deal, so he's gonna hit the market, and he is a guy. We were talking about it yesterday. He's a guy that will relish 30-30.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that will go 30-30 guy right here. Okay, now pay that man his money. Pay that man his money. They went to arbitration with him. That's not good. That's not good. His realistic number was more in the $5 million range than it was in the $7 million range. But that sticks with you. They didn't want to pay me what I feel like I'm worth. Is Kyle Tucker a $7 million player? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker's one of the best players in Major League Baseball.
Kyle Tucker's
and there's guys making $47
million
a year.
Player right now under wraps.
Yeah. But with the way the system works, he lost a $5 million. He lost a $7 million arbitration. Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez are the two best players on this team.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Bregman.
You don't have to be so accusatory.
No.
I didn't say they weren't.
They will be all season long, too, as long as you have Yordan's hands. Listen, I'm okay with
who's the third best player? Who do you think will end the season as the third best player?
Hopefully Altuve.
I say hopefully Fromber or Javier. I think your pitcher needs to be your third best.
Well, I think
that's a problem.
What we learned, too, was we don't have a really, really, really dominant guy like
we did
last year.
Well, let's find out. We're one start.
No, I got
you. We haven't learned that yet.
But nobody looks at Fromber as a dominant guy. Nobody.
Well, let's see how it goes.
Because he puts the ball in play so much.
Well, I don't care how you look at him. I care what the results are.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm sorry that he was fourth in Cy Young.
Yeah.
I'll take that every year.
No, right. But even though he set a record for quality starts, he was still fourth. And nobody considers him like a dominant.
Doesn't give up home runs.
Yeah. The ball kids put in play. That's the reason, because he doesn't have a high strikeout total. Javier's got a chance to be that guy. We'll find out whether or not he is.
Think they need a pitcher.
It would really be nice if Javier was actually the best player on the team.
No, I think one of those pitchers needs to be the third best player on a team ahead of Altuve. I think for the Astros to have that opportunity, like you're talking about, to be a World Series winner, you need to have one of those guys. Justin Verlander was a top three player on the team. We never doubted that.
No.
Whenever he's pitched, or Gerrit Cole was top, two of your top three players were, probably at that time, Altuve, Cole, and Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so you need one of your best players on your team. If you want to be a World Series winner, it needs to be one of your pitchers, either Fromber or Javier. Because it's not going to be Urquidy and I think they are tier three pitchers. I think both of them are tier three, you know, four starter, fifth starter stuff on most good teams. I don't think, I like Garcia. I just don't think Garcia is going to ever be he's definitely not going to be he shouldn't be a starting pitcher too on a good team. I don't think he's good enough to do that. May not be what you like on three. So we'll see.
Is it at all concerning that we haven't seen Ryan Pressly since the first game?
Concerning? No, I don't think so. Well, you think there's something going on injury-wise?
I don't. No,
he wouldn't have pitched yesterday unless they wanted to get him some work.
No, right. Unless they wanted to, yeah. But you know what? He went 3 days without any work. I mean, there was a chance you could have put him in on Saturday.
You're looking for things to talk about. You know that there's not any reason for Ryan.
I hope not. He didn't look good on Thursday.
No, he didn't. But maybe the World Baseball Classic took it out of him.
That could well be. And maybe he needed these three days off.
Maybe he was exhausted from the World Baseball Classic.
I'm hoping that he needed these 3 days off.
Are you going to be watching today at 2?
Today at 2?
Yeah.
For?
Everton Tottenham.
I'm going to be waiting for the Real Madrid game.
I got to do like a bunch of tea. I got a bunch of stuff to do.
Jay there. Williams. I was just went to the bathroom with Jay Williams, and Jay Williams liked my jersey. He liked my.
You're sure your Emirates?
Yeah.
I got to do 3 TV hits and turn in my mock draft today.
With that,
and it's
going to
be
on?
The most hated mock draft.
With that hat and that T-shirt on?
No, I got to change.
So you're going to do TV hits with that, with your Everest hat on? Okay,
I would like to.
Yeah, but you're not. Don't embarrass the family.
And look at this in my Plainview and Sun Oil Company T-shirt.
Yeah.
I believe the Houston Astros have got to do a better job of pitching early in the count. The Houston Astros are they're full of contact hitters, but many of them are out of the game right now.
None of them. None of the pitchers this week got ahead of batters.
Mm-mm.
The White Sox, the White Sox are going to miss Astros.
That's why I made
Astros.
The comment I made. Didn't make it for willy-nilly.
Yeah, right. No, you're dead on that. Boy, Garcia was behind everybody. Javier, too. Framber as well, and Urquidy. It just was like the White Sox are going to miss the Astros pitching.
What?
Tim Anderson loved it. Moncada loved it.
Yeah.
Robert. Listen.
You know what? Find me. You know what? Catch me outside in 3 weeks, and then let's see what happens. See how much you like it. See how much you like it once they've stretched the arms out a little bit.
Well, I hope so. I hope you're right.
Once Frambito gets his new beads put in or whatever.
But Garcia's got his.
I know.
They long and stringy now.
Once Fromber's got some new extensions put in and he's got his swag back, just come see me then.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come see how much you like this once Javier's got that nasty slider going. We'll see how much you like it.
You know who we saw on Thursday night? John Daspit.
See John Daspit. He gave $1 million to the University of Houston NIL program, and that's something that he's been very aggressive with. I think A&M may get a little taste on with one of their players as well. But John Daspit has had a lot of success in what he does. What he does is he fights for people who have been injured through no fault of their own, someone else's negligence. What happens? Sometimes, I mean, unfortunately, there can be loss of life where he fights for the family. There can be serious injury where, you know, people lose limbs. There are times where people are incapacitated in a variety of ways. I mean, and then there are people who are just hurt and they're going to stay, you know, they're never going to be the same because of the injury that happened because of someone else's negligence. He had a deal the other day where this guy was going to be smashed. 2 trains were going to collide, and the guy had to jump off, injured himself because of someone else's mistake. He was hurt badly. The insurance company was offering a $750,000 settlement, and John Daspit said, absolutely not. For what he's going through and what he's going to continue to go through physically, absolutely not. They went to court. He got $4 million, and that's what John Daspit does. He's going to fight hard for you against the insurance companies who are looking to squeeze you, and you need someone who's on your side. He's got the biggest firm here in the city of Houston and one of the biggest in Texas, and he's got some of the best lawyers you're going to find. Make sure that you're calling John Daspit. Daspit Law, DASPIT Law.com, 713-322-HURT.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You got something to say? Let's go. Paul Biancardi is going to talk to us about the finals tonight, NBA draft. Let's talk about the Wembanyama thing that we saw. Somebody just sent us highlights of Victor missing a three, getting the rebound and dunking it.
Yeah, it's hard to do that.
It's
hard to do that. Number one, he's following his shot, so that's always what they teach you, unless you need to get back and help defensively. Do you want to get back? I'm fine with getting back to the women's stuff that we talked about earlier. We haven't talked about it for a while. There was, unfortunately, what was a great performance by LSU has been, I guess, marred by all the conversations surrounding Caitlin Clark being quote unquote disrespected or whatever. I don't know. However, it's positioned it's positioned online as Angel Reese showing no class after winning. So what happened was Caitlin Clark, I watched the national championship game because of Caitlin Clark. I mean, she was doing things that we've never seen in a women's game. And then when you watch her play, you're like, holy crap, she can really go, really go. So that's why I tuned in. And she did not disappoint early in that game, knocking down four of her first six threes. She had 14 points in the first quarter. But what really caught my eye was how well LSU played. I mean, it's LSU had, like, what, eight new players on the team. Kim Mulkey took a team that really the turnaround was so fast and so swift and so unbelievable that was really the story. They shot lights out from three. What did they shoot, over 60% from three, LSU?
Yeah.
Over 64%? Yeah. The story was LSU beat them on the boards. The officiating was terrible. They were calling anything and everything they could. Everyone was in foul trouble. They called Caitlin Clark for – she had the ball go to her, and she just rolled it behind her, like, towards the official, and the official called her for a tech. Almost like the being card – not being carded, but the –
JT Real Muto.
JT Real Muto. It was, like, the same kind of deal where clearly – like, what do you call – because if you call a tech, that's also a personal foul. That gave Caitlin Clark her fourth foul, and it was in the third quarter. And that was – and by the way, yes, women's games have four quarters. It's still weird that men's game are no other sport – we never even talk about this. No other basketball at any level do you play full halves. That's a soccer thing. Nowhere do you play basketball at any level where it's just a half. It's always quarters. The women's game is quarters. I have no idea why the men's game isn't 10-minute quarters. No idea.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Because you can get buzzer beaters. Yeah, it makes it more strategic. Makes it more strategic to have quarters.
Yeah, if you have quarters, yeah, for sure. But anyway, so during the game, so Caitlin Clark, so one thing that people will be pointing at you right there, you see her, she passes number 11, the Louisville girl with the blonde hair. You'll see her walk by. She's like the ultimate trash talker. There's a girl in Louisville, when they played Louisville, is headed to a timeout, number 10, blonde girl with the pigtails. And so she was the one that got into it with University of Texas, where the girl at University of Texas stopped her after the game and had something to say to her. And so this girl's like a huge trash talker, number 10 for Louisville,
yeah,
right?
She's...
So Caitlin Clark got back into it with her. That girl did something to her, so going into a timeout, she did the "you can't see me, John Cena" thing back to this girl from Louisville. So now everyone's pointing it out and saying, oh, Caitlin Clark's a big trash talker. He crosses the line. She's actually not a huge trash talker. You're not going to find people, find anything. But she does a little. But I don't care. Like, women, men, I don't care. Y'all can talk all the trash you want
to. The thing I take out of that is Angel Reese has really, really long fingers.
Yeah, she does.
Really long fingers.
She can control the basketball. But at the end of the game, when they won, she was doing that John Cena thing to Caitlin Clark, then kept doing the ring, which is an LSU thing they've been doing. Then she did loser tour. They didn't go shake hands in the handshake line. My only problem, like, did it cross the line? Yeah, it was a little extra, but it's not something to keep. It's not really our business. I know 24-hour sports talk and Twitter thinks everything is our business. We think everything that happens, we've got to have definitive commentary. I mean, frankly, it's between Kim Mulkey and her team, and Iowa and their team, their fan bases. It's not really our business. I didn't even know, you know, I don't know what's been going on the whole year. I don't know how LSU plays. I don't know any of that stuff. I just know LSU played a great game. They were really good. Did I think it got a little extra? Yeah, but I also like, I think most fans wanted to see at the end of the combat, you could have that trash talk in the game. I think at the end, when Conor McGregor, the biggest trash talker, he's up there with Floyd Mayweather. Even Floyd, after fights, there is a resolution after the battle. Yeah. There's a resolution. And Connor and Nick Diaz, like, and Nate Diaz, even after the biggest trash talking, there's a resolution. And I would have just liked to have seen at the end, after that combat, there's something cool to me about sports when you compete hard against each other, even when it's hardcore, at the very end, when there's a mutual respect. I think that's just like what most of us like to see at the end. But what happens on the court, you know, I don't have a problem with trash talking stuff. Larry Bird was a huge trash talker. Kobe was Michael Jordan. The trash talk stuff doesn't bother me. I think at the end of the game, once you've won and the game's over, I'm just used to the combatants then. Because Caitlin Clark wasn't even trash talking LSU. They were taking stuff that she had done against Louisville, right? And that's what they were using. They were taking things she did against, who was it, South Carolina, where she backed off that girl and try to make her shoot three. What LSU did was they put a chip on their shoulder, and Kim Mulkey put a chip on her on their shoulder probably too, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Teams do that all the time. Yeah. Coaches do that all the time.
Absolutely. All right, we got to break it because we're going to have Paul Biancardi join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk college basketball and NBA draft with him. We'll get his thoughts on Wembanyama and how skinny he is, and we'll see what he thinks about that as well. Right now, though, we're talking about Chastain Ford. We're talking about Truck Month still going on, and Truck Month is excellent. 0% financing, no payments for 90 days. No, 0% financing for 36 months, nothing down, and no payments for 90 days. Wow. That is spectacular. And they've got F-150s on the lot. Yeah. No. I mean, no, I'm not kidding you. And they got F-150s on the lot. They also have Lightnings on the lot right now that you don't have to sit and wait for them. And it's just fantastic. I love my Lightning. I love it. I love it. I'm getting it fixed this week. Somebody hit me, but... And Chastain Ford is coming through. They're so good. I'm telling you, people, if you're not doing business with Chastain, if you're going to buy a Ford here in the city of Houston, there's only one place to go. The Chastain family, and you will be part of the Chastain family, you're going to get the best deal that you can possibly get. You are not paying. You're paying MSRP as opposed to all the add-ons that the other dealerships go through, all the markups because of how difficult it is to get vehicles. They're all doing this, and Chastain Ford is giving you at MSRP. It's fantastic, and they're going to work the interest the best way they possibly can. With me, I went with a bank as opposed to Ford Credit because the bank had a better rate. You'd think that Ford Credit doesn't want Chastain Ford pushing them? Of course they do. Well, no, they said no. There's a better rate over here. Let's go with that. And they're going to do that for you as well. They're going to find you the best deal you could possibly get at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Sports talk in Houston is terrible, except for ESPN 97.5. Never listen to any other station. ESPN 97.5 is not terrible. And that's why I love these guys. Knuckleheads.
On the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Joining us right now, Paul Biancardi, recruiting director for ESPN, college basketball, and NBA draft analyst at Paul Biancardi on Twitter. Paul, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, John. Hey, Lance. Thanks for having me.
We really appreciate you joining us. Let's talk a little bit about what we've been watching here at FAU game. That FAU San Diego State game was awesome. But, man, oh, man, oh, man, I don't know how anybody can stop UConn right now. Boy, do they look good.
Well, they look great. I mean, you look at the numbers, and every game has been won by double figures. They have the outside attack, the three-point shooting. It's been over 40%. And the inside play with Clingdon and Sanogo. So, you know, they have a complete team. What's impressed me about UConn, though, is their defense. You know, everyone's talking about their offense, and rightfully so. But when you look at UConn's defense, they've taken two teams, Gonzaga and Miami, two excellent offensive teams, and held them to 60 points or less, I believe. So, to me, the X factor for Connecticut is their defense. It's been exceptional along with their hot shooting. But they're going to play a team tonight that defends the three-point shot as well as any team in the nation. And Connecticut feeds off the three. San Diego State defends the three exceptionally well. They have defended their opponents 22% in the last five games.
I tell you what's really going to be interesting is I'm just so impressed with the, you know, usually teams that defend like UConn is defending. You don't see them play with this tempo and this pace. But the tempo of their early offense is just they're getting looks in transition. And it's not even – it's partly transition, partly early offense. But they're not – A, they're not afraid to shoot early in the, you know, in the early offense. But the pace and tempo that they play with, it just wears you down and what's happening. And we saw this against Gonzaga is you have a stretch of bad basketball for 3.5 to 4 minutes. You could be out of the game the way that they're playing right now.
And that's exactly right. You go in scoring droughts. See, UConn doesn't hit scoring droughts too often.
Mm-mm.
And the power of their team is their offensive flow, as you mentioned, the ability to score maybe early in the clock. They have the ability, you know, with Jordan Hawkins, to be a late clock team. You can certainly go inside to Clingdon, or Sanogo, Andre Jackson. So they have answers. They have weapons offensively, scoring early in the clock, late in the clock, during the middle possession of their flow. And we've seen San Diego State obviously hit scoring droughts. What's got them to this point is their elite defense. And it's a defense that Connecticut, quite frankly, has not seen in the NCAA tournament, nor I think in the regular season recently. So this defense by San Diego State, they're going to make life very difficult for Connecticut behind the arc. The question is, will San Diego State hit heavy scoring droughts?
Because everybody seems to against UConn. But, okay, so the San Diego State has been, like you said, unbelievable at the three-point line. Do they have enough inside with Ladee, Mensa, with Arop to stop Sanogo and Clingdon?
Well, stop is a tough word. I think at this point you're just praying to contain, right? When you make a game plan for the biggest game of your life, you have to take away what you perceive to be as the head of the snake. And for me, if I'm going to take away what UConn does well, I want to limit their three-point shot. Because if you limit their three-point shot, hopefully you can limit their percentage and limit their makes. Okay, that's number one. So if you're going to limit the three ball, the inside game may be a little bit more open. There could be a player or two that you leave to dig it out or double. But Mensa certainly has the wingspan and the size. He's a little bigger than Omer, who played at Miami, too. Maybe neutralize Sanogo and Clingdon a little bit. I'd rather play a game of twos than threes against Connecticut. But really, if I'm San Diego State, I'm talking about my offense as much as I'm talking about my defense. And they have to score. They have to score, because what happens in big games, when you don't score three, four, five possessions in a row, no matter how locked in you are defensively, no matter what great habits you have, you eventually start to lose confidence, you lose energy in yourself, and the defense starts to bend a little bit and bend. And Connecticut, you know, they're smart guys, they're tough guys, they'll smell it and then take advantage. And that's when they start to kind of put on runs, when the other team stops scoring.
Paul Biancardi with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Paul, who helped themselves the most this NCAA tournament as far as the NBA goes?
I think Jordan Hawkins for Connecticut. I think, you know, I've had a chance to watch him since he was younger, and I think he's really helped himself tremendously in the scoring department and showing the ability to win. You know, talking to the NBA scouts at McDonald's All-American Game just in Houston and also at Geico Nationals, you know, they love to see guys that win or make their team win. So I think it's important not only to be talented, but also to show the ability that, hey, you know what? I can make big shots in big games. I can either help my team win or lead them to a win. I'm going to say Jordan Hawkins.
You know, Paul, as somebody who scouts for a living, you know that projecting body types and body frames is very important. Although in basketball, we've seen Kevin Durant clearly has kind of broken the mold, at least in that regard. And there's a lot of guys that look like him. And many of them, you know, you do have to have concerns with ankle or knee injuries, foot injuries, things like that. When you look at Victor Wembanyama from a frame standpoint, doesn't look like a guy. He's going to get bigger, but he's probably not going to carry a ton of muscle mass, unlike some thinner player like Jabari Smith's going to fill out and get a lot bigger. How much does that concern you on a frame like Victor Wembanyama? We had, when I was a kid years ago, Ralph Sampson, 7'4", athletic big.
Yeah.
Eventually knees broke down. He wanted to be what Victor's doing now. What are your thoughts on Victor's frame and what that means from a health standpoint?
Well, I had a chance to see Victor work out over in France in August. Had a chance to interview him as well. So I got to see him up close and personal. His frame does not concern me, because I think it's a frame that will add muscle. I mean, he's very, you know, thin, you know, from shoulders to ankles. But, you know, the long limbs, the long legs, and in today's day and age, with the advanced technology and the advanced knowledge of, you know, how to put muscle mass on and how to put it on correctly and then use your frame in a functional way, I think he'll be a guy who puts on weight incrementally over time. Right now, there's no injuries that I know of that's a concern for him. Obviously, when you take that next jump, whether it's high school to college, you know, college to the NBA is 10 times harder than any jump, you know, prior to that. The physicality of the game, the ability to get bumped, get hit on a play, get bumped on the screen, you know, you go down a lot early in your career. And, you know, what you do pre-practice, off-season, all the things that lead to a body being strong is going to be instrumental for him. Flexibility, strength is going to be of biggest value. And I think he's already begun that, but he'll get on that, you know, heavily in the off-season. No concern to me whatsoever. There's been no signs of any damage that I know of.
So you're not worried about the physicality of the NBA with him?
I am in the first year.
Yeah.
Yes, but not down the line. Like when you look at his body again, what it could take some guys a year or two, it could take him 3 years to be comfortable with the physicality. But no, there's no hesitation whatsoever. Just in the first year, he's going to struggle.
So Scoot will come out of the gate better than Victor will?
Scoot? You know, physicality-wise, he probably can last longer earlier. But, I mean, Victor Wembanyama just, I haven't seen anybody like him. He does remind me of Ralph Sampson in many ways. The height, the walk, the length. And Ralph had that face-up game, you know, 30 years before it became popular for bigs to face up. He also has a high basketball IQ. He understands where to go, where to be on the court. He doesn't just stand and settle and shoot threes. He's not one of those guys. Like, he'll go inside. Now, maybe not with a lot of success early. He's best to play in space, meaning if he can create space between him and his defenders, he'll probably have a great chance of scoring. But, you know, he plays hard. You know, he plays hard. He's not a guy that you look at and say he's soft. Not at all. So he'll have to take the bumps, and the mentality of taking the hits and coming back will be important. But, you know, Scoot may be better physically for sure, but I don't know about talent-wise.
So we've been looking at this as from a Rockets perspective, Paul Biancardi with us here on ESPN 97.5, that it's top two or bust, or maybe Brandon Miller at three will be a really good player. What's the Rockets, they don't look like they're going to be drafting any further than six. What's right after Brandon Miller in this draft, Paul?
Isaiah Thompson is very good. I mean, he may be before Brandon Miller. You know, he's down at overtime elite. He's just a small forward, if you will, a point forward who can guard, shoot, drive it, and really defend. I mean, this kid is really good defensively, and you don't see that a lot with draft picks, right? Everything is based on their offensive projection, their offensive talent. Isaiah Thompson is a guy who understands how to deny the wing, play post defense, keep the ball in front. And, you know, guys, look, if you're going to be good at the NBA, you got to be good at a lot of things if you're going to be that high of a lottery pick. So I like him a lot. I like Brandon Miller. Love Scoot Henderson. We talked about Victor. And those are the guys in the top four or five, in my opinion.
What's the cutoff line? Is it Victor one and then and then Scoot two, and then is it Victor and Scoot in tier one? Like, where are the tiers for you break down in terms of where you don't want to fall below in the lottery?
I'm probably going to say, you know, after six, it starts to change. After five, but Victor by far and away. I mean, it's hard to, you can't leave him on the table. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, unless somebody has some information that people are withholding right now. I mean, I just don't know how you don't draft him number one.
Oh, he's
I mean,
a lock.
It's unanimous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to use the word lock, but, I mean, there's so much there to work with. I mean, he's a franchise player. How many times do you say a guy could be a franchise player? You're looking for guys that could be NBA starters. You look for guys that certainly have the upside to be, you know, an all-star. But we're talking about a possible franchise player.
All right, give us a couple names at five and six, just in case.
Don't have my board in front of me, so you'd have to throw out some names for me. in a car in a parking lot right now.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to worry about
it. Don't worry about it.
We're at 9 o'clock anyway.
We'll do it next time because we want to definitely hear from
you
before.
We got Jay Williams coming up also.
Yeah, Jay Williams is going to join us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Paul, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for being with us and great insight. And enjoy your game tonight.
All right, I got UConn in a close one, 72-68 tonight.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so take the 7. Take the 7.5.
He's just telling you what he thinks the game's going to be, John.
You know what I gleaned from it?
I know
take
what you
the
read
7.5. That's what I gleaned. All right, Jay Williams is going to join us in studio next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Paul, thanks again for joining us. Right now I'm talking about hair. I got hair, okay? I'm looking at Jay. He doesn't have so much. But Doc Linville, oh, you do? You just shave it?
He just comes off the top.
Okay, yeah. He comes off the top. Doc Linville.
I'm going to have to make that executive decision at some point.
Yeah, you're getting there. You're getting
might
there.
Might have to make an executive decision.
No. You're going to have to make a call. I made the call. And
you went the other way.
Doc Linville's the best. I mean, the neo-grafting process is way better. Don't get cut. The nerve damage and everything else, the pain that you're going to go through. If you're looking to get hair or you're looking to move hair, okay, not get hair, because you're just moving your own hair. It doesn't look like doll hair. It looks real. It looks great. I did it, and I can't tell you how much I enjoy having hair now. My wife loves it as well. You're looking for a great way to get hair. Doc Linville is here for you. Go to 975hair.com. Get your free consultation. It's normally $150. Free consultation from Doc Linville. And then see the process. He can even do the PRP where he generates growth of your hair. He doesn't have to move any hair. Or if you want to do the neo grafting, he moves it from the side and the back up to the top of the head. And it's perfect. He getting unbelievable results. You will find you will love it. All at 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN
97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.